a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I love it when I get made dinner for me. And don't get me wrong, Jimmy James is a really good cook. Mm. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, you'll need a microphone. Oh,
there you go, Cameraling.
Thank you, mate. You've said that in the past, though, that he's a good cook.
He is a really good cook. And I go by the recipe. I don't really deviate off recipe because I like rules and regulations. And I like knowing you do this, you get that, right? Whereas he's like, I just felt like a bit of this, chuck a bit of that in, chuck a bit of this.
Callie is a seasoner as well. I'm not a seasoner.
Yeah, I never know how to season properly. I always oversalt or undersalt when I'm cooking, but when I'm adding to my dish, then it's perfect.
So that's why you just stick to the recipe, because you're not confident in over or under.
Yeah, not confident at all, right? Last night he made this delicious chicken, like, curry kind of thing, right? And it was so good. I was like, honey, come here. Let me kiss you on the mouth.
Wow. Right?
Okay.
Too much detail.
So good.
Did not need to know that.
And
no,
I was just like,
to.
This is, wow. And he's like, yeah, it's better than what I thought, isn't it? And I'm like, oh, you got to make this again. And he's like, oh, I can't because I just winged it. See, this is what happens.
Yeah, right.
And I now know that I will never get this again. One time he made an amazing stir fry. Every stir fry after that, terrible.
Not quite as good.
Not
terrible.
Quite. I'm always like, you're not good on the stir fries. But this one stir fry has me hanging, and now I'm chasing the dragon.
He needs to write things down as he's going along.
He needs to, but who does? People that wing it, they never write things down. And this is the problem. You'll never be able to recreate the magic, and it might impede your relationship.
Well, that's it. If he can repeat this, if he can somehow nail it as good again, is he getting a little bit more than a kiss on the mouth?
Mate, why would you ask that?
What does that mean?
What a disgusting question.
I meant dessert.
What?
No.
This is a place of business.
Ice cream and apple pie.
I'm just here.
Stop talking.
Trying to do my job.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen. On K-Rock and Action.
Yes, thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. You loved that new show. Was it?
Population 11, I got to the end of it and I was like, wow, what a ride.
I need to watch it. I've been seeing it and I'm like, got to watch that.
Ben Feldman, if you've watched Superstore, I think his name's Ben Feldman. Very likable guy. Very likable. Very good.
You're not acting out Population 11 today because that is a TV show. It is I Feel Seen. It is a movie-based game where you two will act out the scene of a movie.
Yes.
And then I have to guess what movie it is. You will end your scene by saying, and scene, so that I know that the acting is finished and you two are both back to normal.
Back into the real world.
Yeah,
otherwise.
Because you won't, I mean, you should be able to tell that immediately because our acting is so good.
Yeah.
But we will make it clear for you.
Good, thank you. I think it's safe for all.
This one you can actually catch on Stan as well, this movie. So there's a little tip for you.
Oh,
mate.
Okay. Yeah.
So right, let's turn down the background music. Here we go.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm on the mend. Just got some pins in my legs, believe it or not. Pins in my legs. Can still do this. Right? Fell off a cruise ship, but I'm back.
Oh, dear.
I took a hard, violent fall. Kind of pinballed down. Hit a lot of railings. Broke a lot of stuff. I'm not going to say I survived. I'm going to say I thrived. I met a dolphin down there, and I swear to God, it looked right not at me, but into my soul. Into my goddamn soul, Annie. And he said, I'm saving you, Megan. Not with his mouth, but he said it. I'm assuming he said it telepathically. We had a connection that I don't even know if I can. Jesus, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Annie, shut my mouth. Look at me. Unbelievable.
And scene.
Oh, well done.
Not my finest work.
No, no. It was good because that's how the character was. I didn't think it was you. I thought it was just a character.
Thank you.
Did you happen to know what character that was?
Oh, do you know what? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh.
I don't think I know. Is it the movie with Stifler in it?
No. Two females communicating. Well, you would have got that names, Annie and Megan.
Oh, Bridesmaids.
Yeah. All right, let's have a listen.
Took a hard, hard, violent fall. Kind of pinball down. Hit a lot of railings. Broke a lot of shit.
Good on you, mate. You got it.
Sorry, you're not supposed to give me clues. But sorry. I that is a great movie if you haven't seen it.
We've just rewatched the scene. Hilarious.
So funny. Funny.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Melissa McCarthy, can you? All right, that's I Feel Seen for this week.
It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I Feel Seen.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
K-Rock.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I mentioned a little bit earlier that it is my youngest son Jed's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jetty.
Happy birthday, Jetty. 7 years old he turns.
Wow.
And being the youngest, he's quite often overlooked, let's be honest. It's just the way.
Really? I thought he'd be the golden child.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I mean, he gets whatever he wants.
He's basically the only one you ever talk about, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Justice for the middle child.
But on this occasion, what we've found is overlooking things and maybe being late to organise things, like his party, for example, has consequences.
Okay.
We found out last week of school, the teacher gave us a call, his teacher. So grade one he is at Fines Park, gave us a call. Usually not a good sign when the teacher's calling you. And said, hey, are you aware of what Jed's handing out in class? And we're like, oh, hang on.
What? He's what? Started a little business.
He's first one's free.
He's handed out in class handwritten invitations to a birthday party coming up in the school holidays, because that's when his birthday landed, to a party that we knew nothing about.
Oh, wow.
Did not exist. And we had no idea it was going to this venue. It had written on it, to bounce.
Yeah, right.
Going to bounce this date, this time, to these kids, and has handed it out to all of them, organised his own party.
Amazing.
What a little entrepreneur.
Exactly. My God. So this is the same kid that set up a stall out the front of your house selling some of his toys and some of his brother's toys as well, I believe.
Yep, sold the lot, kept the money himself too.
Brilliant.
Didn't give any to his brothers.
Yeah.
The same kid who walks off at the footy all the time because he thinks
not
he knows
his
the
fault.
Way.
Once again, not
you're
his fault.
You're an adult.
His fault.
Yeah.
And this one, he's gone and organised his own invitations, wrote them, and handed them out to the kids. And you know what it's done?
Yeah.
What? Forced our hand. We're having a party today. Brilliant.
I feel you've enabled this child. You've given him, because you know, it's nothing like, there's nothing like the safety net of knowing mum and dad will come through. Mum and dad will always, if I say, mum and dad will jump.
Yeah, well, so who have you given them out to? And he's like, oh, this kid. I said, righto, they're the ones who are invited. No more.
Yeah,
all
right.
I'm going to get in Jed's ear next year and be like, Jack Rabbit, Taylor. All expenses paid.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hot cross buns over Easter. So good. I ate way too many of them. However, I did let the two of you know that I ate them a certain way, and it seemed to repulse the two of you. Pop them in the microwave, put some butter on top. The butter soaks in because it's moist and gooey, delicious. Superb way to eat hot cross buns.
Are you putting the butter on and then in the microwave?
No.
Or you're microwaving and then you're putting the butter on?
Then I'm putting the butter on. But because of the way that it's heated with the microwave, it just soaks straight in.
I'll just stop you there.
Superb.
Because if you're going to do something, do it properly. Put it in the grill. Or the toaster.
It needs the crunch, mate.
Yeah.
No, it
it's
doesn't.
It's all about crunch and then soft on the inside.
No.
Microwaving it is sacrilegious.
No. Yes. Microwave is delicious and a great way of doing it. If you haven't tried it, try it. And then you'll want to call up say how much you support it. Like so many other people are. I'm getting countless text messages, by the way.
Are you really? Well, countless because there's none?
I've got one. It's like, it is okay to microwave them, Lingy. Go Pies from a mate of mine.
Had to
get the footy reference in there
as well. Had to. But let's go to the phones.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Seems to be where people really flare up. What about you, Talia, in North Geelong? Can you microwave a hot cross bun?
Absolutely. If you're toasting it, you're wrong.
What?
Yes!
Why?
What's raisin toast for? Put that in the toaster. It's the same thing.
Okay, well
that's made to be toasted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So why don't you microwave raisin butter? Why don't you microwave raisin toasted?
Nah, because that's disgusting.
Point
proven. Natalia, I love your logic. It's
can't
brilliant.
Argue with it. No, you really can't argue with it. Okay, really good. Okay, so that's one for microwaving.
Yes.
I believe this is where we live now.
Keep them coming, Maria from Leopold. What are your thoughts? Can you microwave hot cross buns?
Good morning, guys. Absolutely not.
Oh, yes. Maria.
Straight in the oven, wrapped in foil. Delicious.
Oh, like a spud.
Yeah, no, just delicious. And it's got a little bit of crunch and a nice, soft, pillowy middle. Beautiful. Okay.
But, Maria, we're talking about a process there that takes maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes or so doing that, or just 30 seconds in the microwave, job done.
Give me the 15 minutes in the oven.
Yeah, right.
For the microwave.
Right.
It's not all about the quick finish, even though you love to push that agenda, Cameron Link.
All right. Former co-host of mine, Sarah Marie's on the line. Hey! G'day, mate.
Good morning, everybody. I usually just text either like Tom or Loggy with, you know, if I'm agreeing or disagreeing, but Lingy, I am so passionately on your side that I had to call and defend the soft gooiness that you achieve only with the microwave. And let's not forget that we've got so much variety on the market these days with different bits of like chocolate or raisins. You can get Kit Kat flavoured ones, Bobo flavoured ones now. Microwave, 30 seconds, bit of butter. Oh my goodness, it is amazing. I don't want the chunk. I just want the chocolatey flavour.
Yes, Sarah Marie, thank you so much. I mean, I've been thinking it for years that you were clearly the better out of the two co-hosts. So you should have always been with us.
Well, there's a reason we're not working together anymore, isn't there? I mean, really.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.